in, Boris distinguished himself as Beria's right-hand man, employing his special torture. Stalin and Beria had to cook up an internal conspiracy theory, covering up their own responsibility for having failed to predict the Nazi invasion in order to solidify their leadership. A lot of people died for nothing while being cruelly tortured. Boris and his man were said to have skinned at least 5 people then, and rumor had it that he proudly displayed the skins on the walls of his office. Boris may have been cruel, but he was also very careful, which is how he survived all the plots and purges. Beria loved him as a son, but this may have been what led him to become a little too sure of himself and to overstep the mark. The mistake he made was a fatal one. He arrested the commander of an armored battalion on suspicion of having secret communications with one of Hitler's SS armored battalions during a battle in the Ukraine. He killed the man after torturing him, poking hot irons into every opening, ears, nostrils, rectum, penis, whatever. But the officer turned out to be the nephew of a high-ranking Communist Party official. What's more, a thoroughgoing investigation by the Red Army General Staff showed the man to have been innocent of any wrongdoing. The party official blew up, of course, nor was the Red Army going to withdraw quietly after such a blot on its honor. Not even Beria was able to protect Boris this time. They stripped him of his rank, put him on trial, and sentenced both him and his Mongolian adjutant to death. The NKVD went to work, though, and got his sentence reduced to hard labor in a concentration camp, though the Mongolian was hanged. Beria sent a secret message to Boris in prison, promising to pull strings in the army and the party. He would get him out and restore him to power after he had served a year in the camp. At least this was how Nikolai had heard it. "So you see, Mamia," Nikolai said to me, keeping his voice low, "everybody thinks Boris is going back to Moscow someday, but Beria is sure to save him before too long. It's true that Beria has to be careful. This camp is still run by the party and the army. But none of us can relax. The direction of the wind can shift just like that. And when it does, anybody who's given him a tough time here is in for it. The world may be full of idiots, but nobody's stupid enough to sign his own death warrant. We have to tiptoe around him. He's an honored guest here. Of course, we can give him servants and treat him as if he were in a hotel. For the sake of appearances, we have to put chains on his leg and give him a few rocks to crack. But in fact, he has his own room and all the alcohol and tobacco he wants. If you ask me, he's like a poison snake. Keeping him alive is not going to do anybody any good. Somebody ought to sneak in there one night and slash his throat for him."
Another day, when I was walking by the station, that big sergeant stopped me again. I started to take out my pass, but he shook his head and told me to go instead to the station master's office. Puzzled, I did as I was told and found in the office not the station master, but Boris Gromov. He sat at the desk, drinking tea while waiting for me to arrive. I froze in the doorway. He no longer had leg irons on. With his hand, he gestured for me to come in. "Nice to see you, Lieutenant Mamia. It's been years," he said cheerily, flashing a big smile. He offered me a cigarette, but I shook my head.
9 years to be precise, he continued, lighting up. Or is it 8? Anyhow, it's wonderful to see you alive and well.